there. It's Jean Tiberio, and I'm a nutritionist and a wellness coach. Welcome to Healing Outside the Box. This is episode 101, and I'm calling it, Our Federal Government Torpedoes the GMO Labeling Law in Vermont and Everywhere. Vermont's GMO labeling law that was voted on last year and enacted on July 1st, just 26 days ago, has died the quickest death I've ever seen of any government law in the history of our great nation. In two wags of a dog's tail, this labeling bill was enacted, shot down in the Senate, shot down in the House, and made its way to President Obama's desk for signing. I imagine our senators and representatives take longer to plan their vacation than it just took them to take Monsanto's money and give our children a higher risk of perhaps cancer, definitely autism, chronic GI ailments and diseases, and possibly brain and psychiatric disorders. They may have also taken 10 years off the average person's lifespan. Some people may say I'm crazy for suggesting that. Other people probably think I'm being conservative on that estimate. And I say this not simply because of genetic modification per se. I say it because of the reason that these crops are being genetically modified, and that is to withstand the abuse of Roundup and other damaging pesticides. Now, Monsanto will tell you, oh, don't worry. Roundup just kills plants. It won't kill us. Well, more and more scientists are beginning to believe that Roundup is one of the chemicals behind the break in the lining of our GI tract, which is then causing chemicals to get through into our bloodstream and to our brain. And I'm one of those people. In a recent podcast, I talked about this GMO mandatory labeling bill in Vermont. This law would have simply required that manufacturers label their products if they contain genetically modified ingredients. They would still have the freedom to defend their action and describe why it is genetically modified. Because again, by itself, the term genetically modified isn't bad. It is what gets sprayed on the plant after it has been genetically modified. Now, this bill became law on July 1st, and nobody seemed to notice except Monsanto and other corrupt food corporations. They saw this coming for months and wrote their own bill that states there will be a voluntary barcode on some products, but several products, including soy, rice, and corn, which are the main problem, can be exempt. This barcode business is crazy. It's nonsense, and it will not work. I tried using barcodes, as I said in that podcast, and they did not work. And remember, there's 70,000 food items in your grocery store. Do you think you'll unsuccessfully try to scan 70,000 items? I don't think so. And they don't think so either. They had this bill ready to go and spent millions on lobbyists and campaigns to pay off senators and representatives to vote on this corrupt bill, which would make Vermont's bill null and void, meaning that any state now cannot vote to put together their own state laws. The federal government can swoop in and tell the states to take a flying leap. This corrupt bill was dropped on the Senate floor literally one day after Vermont's GMO labeling bill took effect. Gee, what a surprise. On July 6th, which was only 5 days later, by a vote of 65 to 32, senators voted against Americans' right to know what is in their food. Now, I'm reading this from the statement that came in my email, but I totally agree. They say, this is a deep betrayal of America's mothers, their children, our public trust, and the growing food movement. Democracy seems like a simple concept when they teach us about it in civics class, in grade school, or even high school. The people of America were born with certain unalienable rights that are laid down in our Constitution. And our founding fathers, as we know, were brave men and women who fought against the abuses of colonial power, a corrupt parliament, and a king who ruled with monopolistic power. And as they say, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. After July 6th, there was only 30 hours of possible debate on the Senate floor, and they scrambled to get all the votes they needed to pass this corrupt bill before they go on vacation once again. Then this corrupt bill went to the House. On July 14th, literally right after they got back from vacation, the House of Representatives voted to kill Vermont's historic GMO labeling bill and replace it with a fake labeling scheme meant to further hide GMOs in our food supply. Again, they declared that sugar, soy, and corn would be exempt. In other words, they're not even going to put it on their barcode, if you could ever scan it, which I doubt you'll be able to. Now, this corrupt, terribly written bill is headed to President Obama's desk, where he is expected to sign it into law. So we need to make sure he hears loud and clear that we want to hold him to his pledge that he made to Iowa farmers in 2007. On that date, he promised to label GMOs if he became president, and we elected him. And in Obama's exact words, he said, "We need to label GMOs because Americans should know what they're buying. At the very least, we owe it to our children, our grandchildren, our sister or brother's children, people that we love and care about. They need to know what's in their food, because it's appearing that we may learn in the next 10 years it is affecting our gut health, our brain health, and our lifespan. But in addition to that, the large picture is that we need to feel that the people we elect are being honest to us. And if 92% of people want to label their food if it contains GMOs, then the people pretty much have spoken. So if you want to get involved, I am setting up a link on my website, and on this link you can click through and tell President Obama to veto this bill. The name of the bill is S-764. Again, it's Bill S-764. You can call the White House. It's 202-456-1111 or 202-456-1414. I'll also give you the link to the Facebook page on which you can click through to tell Obama to veto that bill. Again, it's Bill S-764. And I'll give you the direct link to the website called Food Democracy Now. I think this is a relatively easy way to feel like you're part of making change for the better. And remember, we can always vote for the people, men and women, that pledge to give us a voice in our democracy, especially when it comes to food and our health. We can also vote out the guys that pledge to side with Monsanto and other food corporations. In this case, our voice does matter. So I hope you click through and tell Obama to veto that bill, and we can stop this nonsense. If we know what's in our food, then we can use our buying power to buy the food that is healthy for ourselves and our children. That's all I have for you today. Be well and stay tuned next week for another episode of Healing Outside the Box.